All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, in a shocking move, the Oakland Raiders have agreed to send defensive end slash outside linebacker Khalil Mack to the Chicago Bears. Now, this ends a very long standoff between Mack and the Raiders front office. Of course, throughout this entire offseason, Mack was seeking to get a contract extension, and he wanted to be paid like the top pass rushers in the National Football League. That never came to fruition. Now, the big part of the compensation that the Raiders are receiving, they are going to receive a pair of first-round draft picks from the Bears. Of course, there were other picks that were swapped between both the Raiders and Bears on this trade. But of course, the big thing is Chicago sending two first-round picks to Oakland. Now, in 4 years with the Raiders, Mack was a three-time Pro Bowler, while he was also the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year in 2016. Career-wise, 40 and a half sacks, and in all but his rookie season has he been able to tally at least 10 sacks per season. Now, things are changing for the Bears right now, because when you're looking at this defense, you have rookie middle linebacker Roquan Smith, and you have two edge rushers in Leonard Floyd and Khalil Mack. And the Bears are not going to rush Mack out there for week one. Of course, it's right around the corner, but it's one of those things. I do expect them to see him out there at least maybe for 10 or 15 plays. And, you know, they want to, you know, make sure he's up to speed as far as his win goes. I'm sure he's been working out on his own because he's been away from the Raiders. But then on top of that, trying to get up to speed with the Bears, a defensive scheme. So I don't expect him to see him out there for a full game, but he still will make his presence known in those brief 15 to 20 plays that he'll probably get. But on the flip side, you look at the Raiders. And the biggest thing that I have to say is, what does this say about the Raiders and their head coach, John Gruden? John Gruden returned to the Raiders this year. John Gruden knew that Khalil Mack was seeking a new deal. But throughout this entire offseason, John Gruden really did not go out of his way to establish a relationship with Khalil Mack. He did it with quarterback Derek Carr, but not with Khalil Mack. And let's not forget, Carr and Mack came into the NFL in the same year. Mack was a first-round pick for the Raiders, while Carr was a second-round pick. Okay? So it's a situation where, you know, Mack being a first-rounder, he's lived up to the hype. And the same thing can be said about Derek Carr, because I'll go back to that year, and I said it then, and I'll say it now. Derek Carr should have been a first-round pick. He was the best quarterback available, hands down. But the thing is, I know the Raiders weren't good defensively the past few years, but you don't get better by trading a guy like Khalil Mack. You've heard the frustration that has come out from some of the players, such as Bruce Irvin, on this Raiders team. And I'll tell you like this, John Gruden has not coached one game in his return to the Raiders, and already I think he lost that locker room. This is how bad that this can get. Like I said before, you don't get better when you trade a guy like Khalil Mack. And the reason why I say that I think that he has lost his locker room, because you trading a guy like Khalil Mack is basically telling the other guys in that locker room that we are throwing in the towel for 2018. So you're not going to have a lot of guys who are going to go out there and give full effort. You're not going to have a lot of guys who are going to go out there and do whatever it takes to win. And if you're John Gruden, he really doesn't care. Why? Because he signed a 10-year, $100 million deal this offseason to be the Raiders head coach. And I guarantee you this, if John Gruden has that long of a deal, and if John Gruden is getting that type of money, he has plenty of stroke with Raiders owner Mark Davis. And at the end of the day, a lot of what he wants to do will trump what general manager Reggie McKenzie wants to do, which means that McKenzie's days with the Raiders could be numbered. This was a bad move for the Oakland Raiders. I don't care how many picks you get. You're never going to get the value of a player like Khalil Mack from that deal. And if you are the Chicago Bears, this really speeds things up as far as you becoming a contender, because you look at this division: Matt Stafford at quarterback for the Detroit Lions, Aaron Rodgers at quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, Kirk Cousins at quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. Now you have legit pass rushers that you can consistently go after and get these quarterbacks, and that is what it is all about. The Bears are piecing this thing together. They had a gift right here from the Oakland Raiders, rather. Granted, it cost them a couple of first-round picks, but this Bears revival is legit. And I'm not saying the Bears are going to be a playoff team this year, but they are definitely trending upwards. While the Oakland Raiders, I mean, they gave a ton of money to Derek Carr. They have a lot of money invested in their offensive line. But if you can't stop anybody defensively, and if you can't put fear in an opponent in regards to rushing the passer, you don't have much of a chance. And right here, they simply blew it. They never really tried to keep Khalil Mack. And because of that, this season could be a wash for them before it even starts. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.